This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposed 6 new initiatives aimed at global development on the opening day of G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, yesterday. These include the setting up of a Global Traditional Knowledge Repository, Africa Skills Multiply Programme, Global Healthcare Response Team, Initiative on Countering the Drug Terror Nexus, Open Satellite Data Partnership and a Critical Mineral Circularity Initiative. Addressing the 2 sessions on the opening day of the summit, Mr. Modi said, "These initiatives elaborate India's approach to growth, development and well-being for all." Speaking during the 2nd session on a resilient world, Prime Minister Modi called for a greater collective action on the climate agenda to strengthen global food security, highlighting the Deccan Principles on Food Security adopted during India's G20 presidency. He said the deliberations in this session focused on building a resilient world in the face of disasters, climate change and ensuring just energy transitions, along with robust food systems. He said India has been actively working across these domains, building a future that is human-centric, inclusive and rooted in global cooperation. Leaders at the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, adopted a joint declaration by consensus, despite US opposition. The declaration emphasized that solidarity, equality and sustainability are essential pillars of inclusive global growth. The 39-page document highlighted energy security, climate action and disaster resilience while acknowledging rising geopolitical tensions, conflicts and deepening inequality as threats to economic stability. India, Australia and Canada have announced a new trilateral framework, the Australia-Canada-India Technology and Innovation Partnership, to enhance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. This announcement came following a meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi stated that the partnership will help expand cooperation across key technology and innovation domains. In Telangana, 37 underground members of the band CPI Mast, including 3 senior state committee members, returned to the mainstream in Hyderabad. They include 25 women who surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police B. Shivadhar Reddy. They surrendered 8 firearms, including 1 AK-47 and some live ammunition. More from our correspondent.
In a significant development, 37 Maoists, including 25 women, surrendered before the Telangana police and returned to the mainstream, taking the total surrenders to 465 during the year 2025 in the state. 2 Telangana state committee members, Koyada Sambaya, known as Azad, and Appasi Narayana, known as Ramesh, and South Buster DVC secretary, Muchaki Somada, are among those who surrendered today. As per Telangana DGP Sivadhar Reddy, the collective decision of the 37 cadres was influenced by the recent appeal by the state government to renounce violence and return to civilian life. Responding to a question for the reasons for surrender, Sambaya said the decision came in the light of changing circumstances. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
The BJP hit out at the West Bengal government over the issue of ongoing special intensive revision exercise. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that the state chief minister Mamata Banerjee is scared of this exercise because the vote bank of TMC is based on infiltrators. He said that this exercise is going on in 12 states and UTs with constitutional process and it is meant to identify who the real voters are. Mr. Bhatia said that it is the resolve of the Narendra Modi government that only Indian citizens will choose the government, not the infiltrators. The mortal remains of Wing Commander Naman Syal repatriated to India yesterday following his death in a Tejas fighter jet crash at the Dubai Air Show on Friday. Indian Ambassador to the UAE Deepak Mittal and Consul General Satish Shivan paid their respects as Emirati Defence Forces accorded the fallen pilot a ceremonial guard of honour before his repatriation aboard a special Indian Air Force aircraft. And that is the end of this news bulletin.